With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man heads to the Court of Appeal today following his 2024 conviction for rape and grooming of a young girl. Radio KMAN's Jeffy Ebanks has this report.
34-year-old Travis Arlington Ebanks was sentenced to 13 and a half years in prison for grooming a young girl from the age of 9 using Snapchat and pretending to be a 14-year-old boy. Reporting restrictions remain in force to protect the identity of the complainant. Ebanks was convicted of rape after taking the child from her home and engaging in sexual activity in a car he borrowed from his employer. Jeff Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
Proceedings are set to resume at 10 a.m. today. The Ministry of Housing is advancing proposed amendments to the Development and Planning Act to, quote, support a more agile planning framework in the phased delivery of housing policy priorities. If passed by MPs, it will adjust the regulation-making process to ensure Cabinet has the, quote, necessary full authority to make amendments and consider fee waivers where appropriate in support of approved public policy objectives. This includes housing-related priorities. The proposed amendments are being advanced alongside other elements of government's housing reform agenda, including the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is out for public consultation now through September 20th. Together, the ministry says these measures support the broader objectives of the public and affordable housing policy and 10-year strategic plan by addressing different parts of the housing system, including the planning process, housing access, rental security, responsible development, and long-term community outcomes. The bill is scheduled for Gazettal today, and you'll be able to find it at gov.ky/publications. You're invited to fly over to the Prospect Playhouse for Cayman Drama Society's latest musical, Room on the Broom.
Me and the children just absolutely love anything written by Julia Donaldson. But there's something really special about the Room on the Broom. The characters are just so much fun. There's animals, there's a dragon. But really, the story is about friendship and about the fact that there's space for everyone.
Director Emily Harris wants you to join the witch, her increasingly crowded broom, and a very brave bunch of animal passengers in this half-hour adventure.
It's open to absolutely everyone, but our target audience is really sort of that 2 to 8 range, which I don't think we see too much of here. So we're really excited to give them not only perhaps their first experience of theatre, but within a story that so many of them already know.
The production kicks off tonight with a Pay What You Can evening, with shows continuing Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. through September 5th. Head to cds.ky to get your tickets now. In international news, Jamaicans are once again being urged to conserve water as the country continues to face severe drought conditions. Minister of Water Matthew Samuda said the prolonged lack of rainfall is placing increasing pressure on Jamaica's primary water sources, making conservation, quote, essential. Jamaica has experienced significantly below average rainfall over the past 3 months, at a time when the country would normally be receiving rainfall needed to recharge aquifers, replenish wells and rivers, and restore storage facilities. The Jamaica Gleaner reports the situation is particularly concerning ahead of the back-to-school period, when household and institutional water demand is expected to increase. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. China's President Xi Jinping has held an emergency meeting to discuss rescue efforts after Wednesday's catastrophic floods and mudslides on the Tibet-Nepal border. Aid workers have described the situation as chaos. Almost 1,000 people are missing, more than half of them tourists. Sudan's government has lifted a 2-year curfew and state of emergency in Khartoum as they try to restore normal life in the war-damaged capital. Residents can now move and work around the clock, although security patrols and checkpoints will remain. Serbia's justice minister says the former Bosnian Serb army leader and convicted war criminal Ratko Mladic will receive all the military and state honours to which he's entitled. Mladic, dubbed the Butcher of Bosnia for his role in the Bosnian War, died on Thursday in The Hague, where he was serving a life sentence for genocide and crimes against humanity. King Haakon VIII has taken the Norwegian throne following the death of his father, Harald V, aged 89. Crowds gathered outside the royal palace in Oslo as a period of national mourning was declared. BBC News.